Amen. That's our desire tonight. Let's sing this song. Give me all your my lamb. Amen. Jesus is to me. Amen. Wonderful Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace. by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, watching grace abroad in my lowly station. Since my soul has risen, let me stand. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me, oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God. Worship him tonight, hallelujah. Well, let's sing the song. Let's sing the song. Touch your people once again. No, let's sing the one, He Touched Me. Amen. Let's sing the one, He Touched Me, hallelujah.
Touch me, oh, and oh, the joy.
guides my soul. Oh, oh, something it happened, and now I know he touched me and made me. Oh, since I met this blessed Savior, since I met this
Jesus, thank you, God. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you for your presence this evening in our midst, Lord Jesus. Yes, there is something that even, Lord, goes through us now, that we feel the Lord Jesus is your touch, oh God. And Father, we thank you, the Lord. Your word is always true, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are always in our midst, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here, Lord. Father, we thank you for the days so far, Lord. Oh, in our homes, in our working places, oh, the students, oh, in their colleges. Oh, Father, we just say thank you, God, that you kept us true, Lord. And even Jenny Mercy that you have given to us, Lord, to be here tonight, Lord Jesus. You have called, and Lord, we have responded. And Father, we've come, God, with our sacrifice, Lord. We humble ourselves this moment, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Knowing that, Lord Jesus, there is something in store for us.
Amen.
Something that, Lord, will make us even take another step closer to the kingdom. So, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet, O God, we pray that, Lord Jesus, your word, which is already inspired, O God, will come, Lord, and inspire us, Lord Jesus, and lift us up, Lord, onto higher grounds, Lord. Father, bless your word even as we turn to the reading. Master Jesus, come, speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. I don't know whether it's really very cold now, but but there is fire in us.
Amen.
Amen. The fire that is in us is so greater than the cold that is out.
Amen.
Praise God. We are still on the book of Hebrews. Last week, we were on chapter 3, and the prophet started from verse 15. To 19. But last week we did the 15 and the 16. So today, by his leadership, we shall do the 18 and 19. So let us read from 15 to 19, Hebrews 3. Let's read the whole text. That was what the prophet used when he was teaching on Hebrews chapter 3. Let's hear the word of God.
Amen.
While it is said, today, if ye will hear the voice, his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. They could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. Heavenly Father, these things, Lord Jesus, we know. You've written them down, O God, for our example. That, Lord Jesus, we may follow the right way, O God. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, all the Lord you have, O God, tonight, to lift us up, O God. Father, we don't want to provoke you. Lord, we want to do your will, O God. So, Father, help us through your word, O God, this very evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? It looks as if the coffin, is everywhere. Amen. I started coughing. Today is Wednesday. I started coughing Monday, and yesterday it was terrible. Praise the Lord. I had to go looking for ginger. As late as 9:30, I was looking for ginger to mix with honey. Amen. So the Lord has healed me. Amen. So every coffin, in the name of Jesus Christ, we refuse them, especially for our children. Amen. For we adults, we can endure, but the children always, it becomes really very, very serious when it comes to the children. We, the fathers or the parents, we feel it more than anything. Amen. So now, looking at this scripture, we cannot actually overlook the provocation. Amen. We got to actually look, because the prophet didn't go through all the provocation, but it's what it behooves us. If the scripture says there was a provocation that made some people weren't able to get into his rest, we got to look at what those provocations, so that we will not what also fall into that same line. Praise God. So, the provocation in the wilderness. Let's look at let's look at Numbers 14, 20 to 23. According to what we have read, he said, God swore that these people that have provoked him will never enter into what? The promised land. So let us look at Numbers 14, 20 to 23. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. That means Moses, what? Interceded on the behalf of what? Because God had wanted to wipe them completely out. Amen. Praise God. He had wanted to wipe them. But Moses intervened. It doesn't mean that God, when he has spoken, he can change what his mind. What he said, he did it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, this is what so many people stand on, that, oh, Moses was able to make God to change his mind. No, sir. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He gave what? A time. But whatever, what God said that he would do, he did it anyhow. Praise God. He can never go back against his own word. Said, but as truly as I live, that's the swearing. Praise God. As we have read from Hebrews here, he said, to whom swear he? See, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Yes, sir. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Praise the Lord. And he did it. Yes, sir. He did it. But he gave them what? Space. Praise the Lord. And took them round, 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 and wiped all of them.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. See, so, let's look at the story now. As we read this last week, the children of Israel, you are in what? A foreign land. That place is not your place. Then God himself came down, amen, and took a man as an instrument, Moses, to bring you out from that place. So this is what the prophet said. Now God has his people with what? Unsettled rest. That's last week we read it. He had his people in a place, an unsettled rest. That is where, that is the same condition we are in, my brother. My sister never gets settled here.
Amen.
Amen. Never allow yourself to be what? This place to be your resting place. He said God had his people with what? An unsettled rest. He said they were down in Egypt, as we are also here. They were out of their right position. Praise God. That wasn't the position God had meant for you and me right now here. That's not the right position for us. Praise the Lord. He said they were out of their homeland. We are out of our homeland. This is not our homeland. And so it makes us what? It makes us strangers and pilgrims. Amen. So the prophet said, a type of today, we are unsettled. Yes. A type of today, we are what? Unsettled here. Here, it doesn't take long, as we read it. A little chubby-handed boy playing marbles, little girl with what? Dollies playing. The first thing you know, they grow what? They grow gray hair. No, sir. And they grow up wrinkled. Then the prophet said, there is something wrong.
Amen.
Amen. There is something wrong. God cannot create you and me, and then there will be what? A change in our what? In our life, a change in our person. No, sir. Something is wrong here. He said, this is not home. We are in the wrong place. My brother, my sister, we are in what? A wrong place. That's why we say we are what? Pilgrims and strangers. And what? In this place. Oh, something has happened. Amen. And so, God came down and took a man, Moses. And Moses was what? Being led by what? He gave him what? The pillar of fire. As we see it over there, the same thing, we are being led in this our time also by that same pillar of fire. Oh, praise God. The prophet said, and the pillar of fire was sent to Moses. And Moses was sent to what? To the children of Israel. And they were what? Supposed to follow Moses. Amen. We are supposed to follow our prophet, the prophet of our time. Amen. Praise God. Malachi 4. We don't say we are following man. We are following what? God. Because he held what? The word of God. Even Paul can say that, follow me as what? As I follow what? Christ. They were supposed to follow Moses. That means they were supposed to do what? Listen to Moses. Take his instructions. Because those instructions are not from Moses, they are from what? God. See? They could see Moses, and Moses could see the light. See, that was the difference. Now, let's look at the first provocation. Today, probably, if Lord gives us, we may look at the first. God said what? They have provoked me what? These 10 times. And I tried to look through the journey and find all these 10 provocations that the children of Israel, they gave. They put themselves against what? God. So tonight, let's see if we can finish the first 5. And then Friday, Lord willing, we finish the rest. Now, let's look at the first provocation. Now, the prophet said, here come the children of Israel. When now they have what? Left Egypt. And meanwhile, in Egypt, they saw something. They saw the hand of God in Moses. Through what? Through the 10 plagues. And even the last one. The last one. Oh, amen. You know the last one? You know the last plague? Oh, when the blood had to be applied upon the doorposts. When all firstborns, what? The death angel went over the land of Egypt. Amen. But where the blood was, oh, yes, sir. Death angel could not strike that place. So it's a great word. Great hand of God. He saved his word, his own children. And before he gave what? He gave the warning. Before judgment, he always gave a warning. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So now they've come out. As the prophet put it here, dramatizing it. He said, here come the children of Israel walking in the light. Moses going on before them. And they were what? They were, they said, come on, this is the way. God is calling. We are going out. Amen. We are going to the promised land. Oh, hallelujah. It was a real joy. Even here, it is written there. Oh, hallelujah. The prophet himself said it. He said, here they all were what? Shouting, jumping, and having a good time, you know? And the first thing you know, they looked back and said, oh, what is that dust? That dust in the air, what is that? And he said, and one of them climbed on a hill and said, oh, alas, alas, it's Pharaoh's army. Amen. And the Red Sea also was before them. One side desert, one side what? Mountains. Hemmed in, there is no way of escape. We are going to see the first provocation.
Exodus 14, 10 to 12. First, Exodus 14, 10 to 12. We are going to see something here. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. Amen. The first mistake. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you are in the hand of God, and anything it's not going right. God is looking at your heart. Praise the Lord. Why should you be afraid? Because fear will bring in doubts. That was the first thing. Oh, yes, sir. They were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now, look at it here. He said they did what? They cried out unto the Lord. What kind of cry was it? What kind of cry was it? Because we know that many a time when you cry unto the Lord comes down. Amen. 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 When they were under the taskmasters. Oh, hallelujah. And they knew that the time, the promise that God gave unto their father Abraham, the time has come up. They said what? They cried. And that cry was what? A cry of faith. And God came down. But here he said they cried. What kind of cry? Look at it. The answer is in verse 11. There is it. You see the kind of cry. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us as a way to die in the wilderness? You see the kind of cry. Amen. You see the kind of cry? And so, my brother, my sister, our cry unto the Lord, it must be a cry of faith. A cry believing that what you are asking will what? It will come to pass. Now look at the cry they were crying. Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Oh, I know they were what crying. Look at this, the kind of cry they were crying. He said, now listen. Is not this the word that we did tell you, verse 12? We did tell you. They in Egypt, saying, they were lying. Here, look at it, they were lying. Lie even has come in again. That we told you in Egypt. People that have cried and God has now delivered you, you were jumping with all joy and everything. Now you turn your voice, you turn your lips. To say, we told you in Egypt. What a lie. We told you, did we tell you, the in Egypt saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. Look at that. What a provocation. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians. Oh my. How do you think God will really feel? God, the long-suffering of God, the mercies of God. Amen. Brethren, we do things. It takes the long-suffering of God. It takes the mercies of God. Praise the Lord. Than that we should die in the wilderness. God comes. Calmed himself. Amen. He's a God of mercy. God with long suffering. Go to verse 19. You know what God did? He didn't say anything. Verse 19. He said, and the angel of God
which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Look at what God is doing. After all this, God did this, what, another great miracle. Praise the Lord. Another great miracle. And what happened? And verse 20, and it came between what? The camp of Egypt and the camp of what? Israel. Oh, the dividing line. The dividing line. Amen. And it was what? A cloud and darkness to them. See? Brought darkness unto what? The enemy. But it gave light by night to this. Amen. Look at what God had done. That's the same thing. God kept his enemy in darkness. And it was light unto his words, his chosen children. The same thing, my brother, we are, my sister, we are living in. The world is in darkness. But the Lord, through his word, through his mercy, or through his grace, has given us the light. And that's what we are sitting on tonight. Darkness over there, but there is light over us here. Oh, praise God. Is it not the same thing? That's why the journey of Israel, it types our spiritual journey. Praise God. God just quietly did this great thing. Amen. We don't want to add this, but we know the story. How the Red Sea was what opened. One of the greatest miracles you can find in the Word of God. Amen. In the eye of what? A human looking at the sea, giving way. He said, now this became what? A wall here and a wall here. And what? There was a dry ground for the children of Israel all to walk through. My, he can make a way where there is no way. Let us believe that, because he proved it here, and we are on the same journey. Never believe that a door cannot be opened to you. Never disbelieve it. It will be open, because he's the same God. Never change the same yesterday to then forever. Amen. He said, in the message book, The Ministry of Christ, preaching 1903, he said, look at Moses, a type of it. When they crossed through the Red Sea, and on the other side, Moses looked back, and he saw all the taskmasters drowned. My brother, my sister, what do we learn from here? We know that the crossing of the Red Sea, he said, the children of Israel were baptized unto Moses in the Red Sea. Amen. A type to us that we also, oh, had something. And we said now, we have accepted Jesus Christ as our what? Our Savior. And so, the next thing we went through was baptism. Praise God. And after we have gone through baptism, now listen to this. Every taskmaster is drawn. Your past is gone. Amen. He's taking care of it. Praise the Lord. Said, all the taskmasters drawn. And then the prophet said, just the type of us coming through the blood of Christ. Cleansing to what? Sanctifying power. And then we are set aside. Oh, from sin. Amen. Having gone through baptism, you are what? Set aside from sin. Looking back,
You see all the smoking and drinking and card parties and picture shows, all the low-life things of the world dead in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That everything of your past is what? Dead.
Amen.
It has been nailed. He said, the old man is crucified.
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
Your old man is crucified with him.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's move on to the second provocation. That's Exodus 15, 22 to 24. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Amen. 3 days without water. Look at all the miracles God has already done. God wants it, as we heard the other time. You see, he said God wants always love to manifest himself.
Amen.
God loves to bring some trouble on your way. He loves to put that, as we read last week. Amen. He wants to manifest himself. And when they came, verse 23, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for all they were bitter. 24. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Oh, my. What shall we drink? And Moses, he said, he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him what? A tree. The Lord showed him what? A tree. And what was that tree? Oh, hallelujah. God showed Moses a tree. Oh, hallelujah. The tree of life. We know it already. Christ, a type of Christ, showed him a tree. Oh, praise the Lord. Which when, he said, he cast into the waters. You see? And the waters were made what? Sweet. Oh, hallelujah. When Christ comes in, it changes every situation. If you only allow Christ to come in, every bitterness will change to what? To sweetness. Praise God.
Amen.
Mountains will be broken. Valleys will be filled. A highway will be made in what? In the desert place.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Cast the tree into what? Into that bitter water. And it changed it immediately, became sweet. And there he made them a statute and an ordinance. And there he, what? There he proved them. You see, in all this, God always wanted to do what? Wanted to let them know, praise God, that he is God. He is with them.
Hallelujah.
And so he gave them an ordinance and he gave them a statute and an ordinance. Let's read that one. That's in verse 26. Which is a very strong something. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. You see?
Amen.
And will do that which is right.
Amen.
In his sight. Oh!
Amen.
The right thing to do. Oh Lord, we know that you can change this water. We found this water to be what? Bitter. But we know who you are, because now you begin to what? Bring what he did in the past. We remember when you were in Egypt, what you did. You begin to recall all the great things that he did. Or even when we came, all the children of Pharaoh, The army of Pharaoh was chasing us. How even you moved back all to block what? The enemy's progress. And how even you opened the Red Sea all for us to walk through. And how you buried all our taskmasters. Oh, you are the same God. And so this bitter water, we know the Lord. Even when we take it before it reaches our throat, it will change. Oh, amen.
Amen.
If only you do the right thing. It's not murmuring. It's not doubting. It's not unbelief. But faith in him.
Amen.
It's only you do the right thing in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon what the Egyptians. Because what? I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the way how God was really turning them here, trying to what? Get them online. Amen. It was so great, brother. Our Lord is so good.
Amen.
Amen. So let's take notice of that. If we would do the right thing, praise God. He is the one who healeth us.
Amen.
He will heal all our diseases. Praise God. When we are faced with any trials, begin to what? Bring out all these what? Great things that the Lord has made. Draw his attention to it. Amen. Draw his attention. Draw his attention to it. And so you tell them, so now the one that is before me, oh, I know the Lord, you have already done it for me. That's faith.
Amen.
Substance of things hoped for. And evidence of things not seen. I know you have done it for me. I know I have already received it.
Amen.
I know the Lord, you have already accomplished it for me.
Amen.
Provocation 3. Exodus 16, 1 to 3. And they took the journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. On the what? The 15th day of the second month. So if we shall take our present Roman this calendar, that means 1 month, 15 days. Huh? They walked. Oh, hallelujah. And they have not eaten. See, they weren't aware even that what? They've not eaten. Oh, praise God!
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
See? But one thing is that always Satan will try and come and remind you of something. See? And the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. That's verse 2. Verse 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God. Hey, my brother, see, these people don't fear God. Would to God we died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. When we sat by the fresh pots. When we did eat bread to the full, is it true? Whilst you were standing in what? Mud and there's a whip on your back. Oh my. Lying!
Amen.
Provoking!
Amen.
So we were there eating, we were sitting by the pot and eat eating what bread to the fool. Oh my. Why is it after the day's task, you come home with your back, your head and everything just like this? Oh my, the following morning you have to go back again. Look at what you're saying. For ye brought us forth into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Now they have remembered that maybe one person just said, "Ah, Charlie, what? But we have not eaten." Praise the Lord. Say, "Oh, yeah, since we left, we've not eaten." See? Since we left, we've not eaten. Hey, then they went to Moses. And so, look at that. My. Provoking. And this also, look at the way how God acted. Showing what? Real. Showing that he's really a long-suffering God. Amen. With real, you see, mercy. Verse 4. What did the Lord do? Then the Lord said unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you." See? "And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove." I want to prove to them, praise the Lord, "that I may prove them whether they will really," say, "I will prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Another miracle. Rain bread from heaven. But you see, the thing is, brethren, man shall not live by bread alone, amen, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. That was what God wanted to see from them. In the message book, I Will Restore, amen, preaching 1954, in this morning's, the prophet said, "A man that's born of the Spirit of God loves to go to church better than he loves to eat his dinner when he's hungry." Amen. 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 Take notice of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your dinner is ready. You look at the time. If I eat, I will be late. Is that a born again? Praise the Lord. You will leave your dinner and rather go to the house of God to be fed with what? The spiritual food. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. See? But many a time, what do we do? Let me just eat quickly. Before, and then you come to church late. My brother, let me just do this. He said, the spiritual man on the inside has got to be fed. You see. That in the Bible, Jesus told Satan in the debate, he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." That's how man lives, not by his bread, that's your bread alone, amen, but by the word of God. Amen. Man lives on that, amen. So there's the outward man that lives on that, your bread, but the inward man lives on what? The bread of God. That's the word of God, amen. So, look at that. God kept quiet, going through his long suffering, provided bread for them. Amen. He says to prove, to see whether now they can actually see that I am always, he said, what God, the prophet said somewhere, he said, whatever God has promised, he has a provision for it. Amen. 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 I love it. Anything that he has promised, there is a provision. Yeah. Amen. So this is what God had wanted to let them know, that anything that he has promised, he has a provision for them.
Amen. So look at the provocation, brethren. Look at the way how you were suffering. Now you are standing here, you are saying that you were what? You were seated by your pot of fresh pots and were eating bread to the full. Okay.
Provocation 4. Exodus 17. 1 to 7.
Provocation 4.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin. After their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink.
See, another one. Eh? Another one. When the other time, he provided it. And so, a second time. So, it can't teach you anything?
Amen.
Oh. Brethren, it's for us. It's an example for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He has done it before. Even if it wasn't on your life, but you know that he did it for what? Someone.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He can do it also for you.
Amen.
He has done it before.
There is a song, what is done, he will do it also for you. Then for others, he will do for you. It is no secret.
You see, it's no secret.
What God can do, boys and for others, he will do for you.
Amen.
Amen. So he's done it before. So why do you provoke me? My sister, my brother, if it weren't in your life, you know he did it. For someone, or you saw it here.
He's the same God. Amen. There was no water for them to drink. Verse 2. Wherefore the people did cheat with Moses. This time, it was serious. It was serious this time. They cheated with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. She, my good Moses, hey, give us water.
My.
And you let's see what they tried to do. And Moses said unto them, why cheat ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? Now it was getting on the nerves of Moses. You see, sometimes we don't need to what? Blame Moses. Praise God, because he was human. Amen. That's why it got to a point. Oh my. See, Moses was going through all this. Brethren, it wasn't easy for Moses. At all. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, why do you tempt the Lord? And the people tested there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and all our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord and said, "What shall I do unto these people?" Oh my. Moses was finding it really deep. What shall I do with them? He said, "They be almost ready to stone me." And so they came to Moses with stones in their hands. Stones in their hands like this. "Give us water to drink." They were not provoking Moses. They were provoking God. Because God says, "You have provoked me." So my brother, let's watch it closely. Amen. Many a time, you don't provoke a brother, you don't provoke a disciple, you are provoking what? God himself. So, let's go to verse what, 5. "And the Lord said unto Moses," again, God, in his what? Long-suffering mood. Praise the Lord. "Said, go on before the people." Amen. "Said, take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smootest the river, and take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock." Amen. And who is that rock? Oh, hallelujah. We've talked about the tree. Now we come to what? The rock. Oh, praise the Lord. The tree into the water changed what? The water. Now, the rock. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we know that he said what? The rock that followed them was what? Was Christ. Oh, amen. He said, "I will stand upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." Amen. And he said, and Moses did so in the sight of all the elders of Israel. But it really worried Moses. So Moses did something. He said he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the cheating of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord amongst us or not?" Praise God. Oh, my. The long suffering of God. You see the way how sometimes God, you and me, if God is to what? Really look at our what? Our attitudes. Look upon our heart. Praise the Lord. He would have finished all of us.
Amen.
You and me. Because you cannot hide anything from me. What deep down in your heart? God sees it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is why, my brother, my sister, in here, let it be a pure heart. Amen. Only to take in what? The word. The word of God. So that your whole life will change and you be what? In his image. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's watch it, brethren. How many times we provoke him. Let's watch it. Amen. Praise the Lord. My brother, by Friday, your coughing is over. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You won't come here Friday coughing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, you believe it? God bless you. I know how it is. I suppose that I started blowing my own. You ask my wife and the children. From Monday, I was blowing it back. Say, "Ay." And the Wednesday is coming. How am I going to preach
with all this coughing. Say, Lord, as for this one, amen. As I told you yesterday, I asked my wife, do you have ginger? He said, no. I called someone, a sister that is by us over there. He has moved into Edgewestown. I called that sister. I found that house for her. I said, sister, please, have you got ginger? It was around 9:30 in the night. So I got a small one, but I can give it to you. So I just drove out quickly to that place, collected the ginger. My wife just mashed it, put water. And that honey, what do we call it? Angel, what do you call that honey? Eh? A special honey. They said that's the best honey. God bless you. So my wife put just one spoon of it inside, and I prayed over it and started what, taking it. Amen. And that was it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, provocation 5. That's where I want us to stop tonight. And then, Lord willing, maybe Friday, if Pastor is not here, we'll finish it. Because God said, you provoked me this 10 times. So I went through to get all these 10 provocations. So let's look at the 5th provocation. As Exodus 32:1-7. Oh, serious something. Very, very serious. And this is a lesson also we are going to learn from here. Amen.
Amen.
God called Moses into the mountains. We are not going to read all, but as we are starting from here, so that you know this. God called Moses onto the mountains. Praise the Lord. So now, let's read. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up! Oh my. Look at this. He's got it. Up! Aaron, up! Oh, amen. Wow. Praise the Lord. Make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, oh my. Describing what? The prophet of God like this. As for this Moses. The man that brought, not even the prophet, the man. Look, brother. Oh, what a provocation. God's prophet, whom he has spoken mouth to mouth, call him this man. This Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we would not what is become of him. We don't know even what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, he said, make gods. Then Aaron, you see, we will look at Aaron. Aaron could not what stand on his feet. Praise God. He allowed the bar to come down. How many times have we allowed the bar to come down? How many times have we vacated our post of duty? Praise the Lord. How many times have we acted in a way that is what? Is not Christian. You brought what? The bar down.
He couldn't stand on his feet.
And the prophet said, a man that has no backbone called a sissy.
No backbone! Aaron could not stand.
Immediately they said, okay, break off the golden earrings which are in your ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters and bring them unto me. Oh, Aaron. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. Verse 4. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with what? Graving tool. After he had made it a molten calf. And they said what? This be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out, we brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Oh my. Hey. Oh God. You molded something now. This thing brought you. Oh my. Brethren. Provocation.
Amen.
Provocation in the wilderness. These are your gods, O Israel. The Lord looked at the whole thing. What did he say? Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down. For thy people which thou broughtest out from the land of Egypt, they have corrupted themselves. They've corrupted themselves. How many times have we corrupted ourselves? Amen. Putting something before God. As we read it, last time we heard, God doesn't want a second place. God first in everything. Brethren, let's look at Aaron's situation. And because we are going to end up here, Aaron failed miserably in his post of duty. He succumbed under pressure. Why? Many times. Is it sickness? Is it poverty? Is it what? He said, I know. Revelation. Say, I know your what? Your tribulations. And I know your poverty. But thou art rich. He said, I know it.
Amen.
And so don't succumb to what? To pressure.
Amen.
Whether it be sickness, whether it be poverty, whether it be persecution, whatever be it, never let down the bar. He let down the bar. And in fact, I'm going to tell you a story. That reminds me, of a story I read. There are many versions, but this is the true version of that story. An 8-year-old farm boy. Amen. To end it up. There was this poor farmer. He has a land. And you know, the land, one side of it, there's a road. Amen. So the road goes on what? The three parts of what? Of the land. Amen. So, someone here at this point, instead of going this way and that way, as going through what? I've not forgotten my mass.
the perimeter. Huh? Praise the Lord. The perimeter, he takes what?
Mathematics, they call it hypotenuse.
Amen.
He takes what? The hypotenuse.
Praise the Lord.
See, you have one side here, base, height, and then when it crosses like a triangle, the one that crosses this way is what they call hypotenuse. So we have the height, base, and hypotenuse. So instead of going through the base and the height, they go through the farm, hypotenuse. Praise the Lord. So the man made some weak gate to prevent people from going through his land. And he put this 8-year-old boy to be what? The gate man. Praise the Lord. And then his order is, don't allow anyone to go through. Praise the Lord. So this 8-year-old boy with his huggy dress longer than himself, just standing there. He has been given what? Authority. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He's been given what? Authority. He's been given power. Amen.
Amen.
So one day he saw a well-dressed man, military man. Praise God. On a horse with 3 other what? Aides-de-camps behind him. So they came to the gate. They wanted to pass through. And they asked the boy, open the gate, let's go through. I said, no. So, oh, boy, open the gate. I said, no, I have orders not to allow anyone to pass through. Then the man said, do you know me? He said, it doesn't make a difference. Praise the Lord. It doesn't make any difference. My order is that no one passes through. So the soldiers had wanted to get down and open the gate by force. Then he stopped them. He said, look, I am the Duke of Wellington. Now, the story about the Duke of Wellington was that he was the one who defeated the great Napoleon at Waterloo. And so after that battle, he was what? His name was everywhere in England. His name spread everywhere. He was the most famous man at that time. Praise God. He defeated what? The great Napoleon at Waterloo. And he was just going around just to receive what? Lot of what? Fans. And so he said, I am the Duke of Wellington. Because his name has reached everywhere. That small boy even knows. But he had never seen him. So when he said, I am the Duke of Wellington. Oh, the boy showed surprise that he has seen this great man face to face. So, will you open the door? He said, no. Amen.
Amen.
Said, you've heard about it? He said, yes. You defeated Napoleon. Then open it. He said, no. I have orders. I can't let the bar down for you. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So the Duke of Wellington told his soldiers, let's go. So as they were going, he heard the boy shouting, Master! Master! So what is it? I've done what Napoleon could not do. I've turned back the Duke of Wellington. Oh, praise God. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Said, Master, Master. The Duke heard it. So I've done what Napoleon could not do. I've turned back the Duke of Wellington. Say, my. Now the Duke heard it. Say, my.
Said, if I can, he just said in his mind, he said, if I can get only half a dozen of my soldiers like this boy, I can conquer the whole world.
Amen.
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 So when they went, you know what?
After a week, he sent these three same soldiers to come to the farm to invite the man and the boy. He said, the Duke wants to see you. Amen. So they went. The boy was very happy. When they were going, the soldiers asked, aren't you afraid? I said, no. It will be a pleasure to see the Duke the second time. Oh, amen.
Amen.
And when they went already, the Duke has what? Organized a very great what? Meeting. And he introduced this boy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That he told a story. And he said, this is what I want every Englishman to be like this boy.
Amen.
Amen. Never to allow even whatever the situation. Hold on to what? Your orders. Hold on to your grounds.
Amen.
Stay where you have what? Authority and power.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Never allow the bad down anywhere. And this boy, this little boy, was knighted. Amen.
Amen.
That's the same thing that type to us. My brother, if we will stand on our grounds, and whatever Satan will try to do, we say, no way. I have my orders. I am a child of God. I'm not allowing the bad down. Oh, praise God. That day will come when he will put you before all the congregation of heaven. And you receive what? Your what? You receive your blessings. Amen. You will be lifted up that day for what you did in his name. My brother, my sister, we will end up here and we continue because Pastor told me Friday, probably I have to be here Friday and after before I go to the youth meeting. So we will do the last five provocations. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Brethren, let us not provoke the Lord.
Amen.
These are all examples for us. Praise God. They are examples that we don't fall into that same situation what the children of Israel did against what God. Amen. So tonight, the only thing he said, read something from the seventh seal. He said, it is an old battle that started way back now. He's talking about what? Satan. From heaven, there was a battle. He was sent down. So he said it was an old battle that started way back beyond the time. And then Satan and his angels were kicked out. And then they come to the earth. And the battle is set again. Amen. The battle is set here again because Eve broke down the barrier. See? Because Eve what? Broke down the barrier. And so the battle continues here. And said, where she was, see, she was isolated behind the word of God. See, she went away from the word of God. She went away from Adam. Amen. And from that very hour, Satan won the battle over God's word because one of his subjects, the weaker, let down the bar. See? And that's exactly how he has won the battle every time. That's how the devil wins battle every time. When we what? We let down the bar. See? It has been because one of his subjects let down the bar from what? From the word.
Because you let down the bar, does it. You let down the standard of a Christian, does it. Help me tonight, Lord, while the battle is going on, help me to be faithful and to stand at the post of my duty.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. May the musicians come now. Oh, hallelujah. So this is it. Brethren, never allow anything that comes your way to ever overtake you. And your actions and your reactions towards these situations is that's where it holds what the provocation against your God. So let's watch it, brethren. My sister, my brother, what he has done, he will do it again. Amen. Our God, he is good. The provocation in the wilderness.
Jerusalem. Pain supported by thy word, because without the word you cannot do it. And let us what we've heard, the provocation in the wilderness, my brother, my sister, anything that you were able to take out from this word, this thing that really happened, which is an example, anything you want to take from it. We saw different ways of provocation that children of Israel provoked God, but the Lord long suffering, amen, always at hand. But let us not take it as what a slackness in God's way. Praise the Lord. Whatever he has said, it will come to pass. So tonight, before our precious brother Wilmore comes and closes in prayer, just go down on your knees. Just whatever is on your heart, whatever you want to, just remember that what he has, if you are looking for something, believe that what he has done for others, he can do for you. And just break through that veil and what? Ask what you want. Praise the Lord. And then if you want to commit yourself also to the hand of the Lord, as the prophet said here, he said, because you let down the bar. Does it? You let down the standard of Christian. So all that he said, you can say that, help me, oh Lord, while the battle is going on, help me to be faithful and stand at the post of my duty. All what you want to commit to the Lord tonight, just get yourself in prayer. Amen. God richly bless you. May the Holy Spirit sweep over us this moment. As we want to really stay in line, we want to stay in line. We want to stay in line. Lord, we want to keep. We want, Lord, they said, the prophet said, help me, Lord. That's all what myself, I raised my hand out tonight. The Lord, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus, while the battle is going on. That's my prayer, Lord. That's my prayer. Help me, Lord, to be faithful. Lord, that's my prayer tonight. Help me, Lord. I don't want to provoke you, Lord, in any way. I don't want to provoke you, Lord Jesus. The things that I do, what I say, my actions, my heart. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. For this wonderful moment that you have had with us. Our heart rejoicing, Lord, knowing that, oh God, the authority you have given to us, the post, Lord, you have detained us, Lord, we will never let down the bar. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praying for Thanksgiving. As we ask our precious brother Wilmore to come and close us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again tonight for your grace, Lord, and your mercy in bringing us into your house once again. Lord, that we could sing such songs that would uplift our spirits, Lord, that would prepare us, Lord, to hear thy word. How grateful we are that your word has been preached and it has spoken unto us. And Lord, indeed, it was not a man speaking, but it was you that spoke unto us. For Lord, we can all, Lord, relate ourselves to any one of these occasions where they provoked you, Lord. Yes. Father, and yet you were long-suffering with them. Father, we want to pray and ask for your forgiveness tonight. Amen. That you be merciful unto Amen. Every person in here, Lord. That, Father, you may forgive us of yes. our sins and trespasses Amen. Of our transgressions against Amen. Thee. For, Lord, these that provoked thee in the wilderness, Lord God, none of them made it to the promised land. Yes. And the prophet teaches us that every one of them died in the wilderness, yes. and they really died, Lord, eternally separated. Mm. And Father, it says in your word, Lord, that these things happened for our example, yes. that we may consider also when we read them, Lord. Yes, Lord. So this word has been placed before us to consider also our lives today as they stand. Father, help us, Lord, that whatever situation yes, Lord. That we may find ourselves in, we may not come to the place of provocation,
yes.
Lord, to provoke you and to doubt your word.
Amen.
But that, Lord, we may be like the men Joshua and the men Caleb.
Hallelujah.
Father, to take up Amen. That excellent spirit
yes.
that would believe your word no matter what the circumstances,
Amen.
No matter what the sight may declare to us yes. of the giants in the land.
Mm.
Lord, we do not look up to that, Lord, but we are looking to your promises, Lord, that you made for all of us. That, Father, you are more than able, Lord, to yes. conquer whatever the enemy may throw at us.
Yes.
Help us, Father, that we may have such strength to believe in thy promises in that way.
Amen.
Father, may you go with us even as we go home, each and every one of us.
Yes.
I pray, Lord God, that you'd be merciful even unto our brother Vegas family,
yes.
that you would touch them and that
Amen.
You would heal them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that when we would meet together with them next time, we would hear of a testimony of
yes.
the things you'd have done for them. For we recognize you in our midst of the things that you are doing on a daily basis in the lives of your people. Lord, we know, God, that you are more than able. For, Lord, it says we are healed by thy stripes.
Yes.
And we believe it, Lord, even on the behalf of our brother's family. Lord, we commit our sister Dube as she travels tomorrow. May you go with her also. And that you may bring her back safely, Lord. And the meetings down in Wicklow, Lord, with the youth. We pray and commit them to you also. That, Father, you may grant, Lord, your wisdom to come down and to minister to the children and strengthen them and put them on a higher ground where they cannot be shaken by the things of this world. Be merciful, Lord, and grant unto our brother Maxwell strength. Lord, may you restore unto him, Lord, and bless him as he goes home tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, Father, for every other person in here, Lord, that you be with us, O God, that you grant us grace, Lord, and that you would continue to minister to us. Bless our pastor. We commit him to you, Lord. May you continue, Lord, to reveal thyself unto him more and more, Lord, that we may also benefit, Lord, Father, and receive of thy word from him, and that we may be established in thy kingdom. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the things you have done for me today. Lord, as long as I live, I shall not forget thy grace and thy mercy unto me, Lord. Father, I pray now that you may strengthen my hand, may strengthen my arm, Lord, that I might serve you more and more, Father. That's my desire. May you also, Lord God, strengthen my brethren that are here in their posts of duty. Every one of them, Lord, Father, may you use them continually this year, Father, and bring them to great heights in their ministries, Lord, to help thy people. We commit everything to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, brother.
Amen. It's good that you've come even at least to receive the grace. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, we thank the Lord.
Just humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you.
I'm sorry to break this in. You see, our precious brother just come in. Amen. You see, we were talking about the same thing. I know he's from work, straight away from work. As we just were saying that, born again Christian. His dinner, when he knows that it's time to go to church, he will leave his dinner and come to church. Right from work, he could have what? The place is very cold. He could have what? Gone straight home. But he knew that God is meeting the children here. So at least, and he came in at a time when what? Prayer was being offered. God, Richie, bless you for coming. God bless you.
Yourself.
Amen. You just humble yourself before the Lord. You just humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up.
One more time, my brother, you just
humble yourself.
God richly bless you. God bless you.
Lord, he will lift. Oh, my sister, you just humble yourself. Oh, before the Lord. You up, he will lift you up. Oh, you just humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift. Oh, one more time, he'll lift you up.